Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Sherman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now Masechet Brachot Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Bet at the very bottom of the Amud, continuing with our study of the actions of Chana in her prayer in Shiloh, and how it may impact on our relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam. Ve'amar Rabbi Elazar, Chana heticha dvarim klapei mala. Chana was brazen, or pushed her words towards God. Shneimar v'titpalel al Hashem. Doesn't say about Tipalel El Hashem, but Al Hashem. It's like she prayed at God. From Elazar, Eliyahu Tichat Vayim Klapim Malah. They all did the same thing. Shneimar V'Atasibol Libam Achoranit. And he accused God of being the one who turned their hearts away. How do we know that God admitted that to Eliyahu? Dichtiv Vasher Harayoti. This is not in that context, but God says, I've also acted badly, as it were. If it weren't for these three psukim, Am Yisrael would have no leg to stand on. But God also gave us the Yitzhahara. The famous story with Yirmiyahu going down to the potter and watching the potter's wheel, and the God saying that Bnei Yisrael has kachom biyada yotzer, meaning they're in my control. I will take away the heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. So these things are in God's control. So we have a little bit of an excuse for our imperfections. Papa Mumiachi had a different quote. I will put my spirit in you, says Yechezkel. So it says Hashem, and I will make sure that you follow my laws. V'yamar Belazar, Moshe tiach dvarim klapim ala. Even Moshe was brazen to God. Shneimar, Moshe el Hashem. I'll take away el Hashem, ela al Hashem. So he prayed at God, as it were. Shekei devera Belazar ben Yaakov, koin la alfin ayinin alfin. Even in the Mishnaic period, we had certain areas where they confused an aleph and an ayin. So el Hashem, al Hashem. A different one, V'di Zahav, at the introduction of Moshe's speech in Dvarim, has a list of places, including Di Zahav. We don't know where Di Zahav is, so the drasha is, Amar Rabbi Yana, Yichachem Moshe Tanai Kodesh Baruch Hu. Moshe said to God, Ribbono Shel Olam, Bishvil Kesef Zahav, Shishpat Lam Yisrael Ad Shamru Dai. You gave on Yisrael so much gold and silver till they said, enough! Who goes Shasot Egel? That's why they made the Egel. They had so much gold, they had so much silver, they didn't know what to do with it. The lion roars not when he's eating grain, but when he's eating meat. It's like a man who had a very weak animal with lots of weak limbs. He fed it this kind of grass, and it was kicking him. Who gave you the strength to kick? I fed you, so you had the strength to kick. Rabbi Yochanan, a mashal, he had a different mashal. Adam she'achad she'elo ben. A man had a son. Yirchitzo v'sacho v'chilo v'shgau. He washed him, he put on cologne on him, he fed him, he gave him to drink. V'talo kisal tzavaron, he put a money pouch around his neck. V'oshivo petach shozanot, and he put him right in front of a house of ill repute. Ma'aseh oto ben shalechta, how can the son fail to sin? Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us gold and silver and puts us out in the midbar and then takes Moshe Rabbeinu away from us. What do you expect? So this is the Chachamim kind of following in that theme of Latiach Tvarim Kapamal and saying that in a sense God was at fault for leading us to the road of perdition, if not down that road itself. Rachab Reid Rav Huna Amar Rav Sheshet. Hainu Damri Inshi Mali Krise Zane Bishi. That when you fill your stomach, then you're going to go and do something bad. They grazed, they became fat, and they forgot me, says God. Had a different one. In Parshat Ekev, you're going to find all these beautiful houses and vineyards and everything waiting for you, and your heart's going to go high, and you're going to forget God. In Parshat Vayelach. The curse is they're going to eat and be satisfied and become fat and go to other gods. By the mehacha in hazinu vayishman yishurun vayivat, yishurun became fat and rebelled. Hashem v'rachmanim, Rabbi Yochanan, in ayin shechar kodesh hazar, kodesh baruch hu v'dol v'moshe. How do you know that kodesh baruch hu admitted to Moshe that indeed he had some hand in it? Shemar Chesav Yibetit Lam Vazav Vazav Asul Abal. Then in a much later nevuah, Hashem says through the Navi, I'm the one who gave them all the silver and gold, and they made it for the Baal. Okay, but now we're going to spend some time on Agadot related to the Egel and the aftermath of the Egel. Moshe is at the top of the mountain, and God says, you better go down, because they've messed up. My Lechred, what does it mean, go and go down? You go down from your greatness. The only reason I made you great was from Israel. Now Bnei Israel sinned. What do I need you for? In other words, you're down, you're fired, kilu. Moshe couldn't speak. He was weak. And here we have a conflation of the story in Shemot and the story of Dvarim of the Egel. When Hashem said to Moshe, leave me alone and I'll destroy them, suddenly Moshe got strength. And Moshe, you're asking me if I'll leave you alone so you can destroy them? I'm not going to do it. He started praying, and asked Rachamim. It's like a king who got very angry at his son, and he was about to really smite him. And his friend of the king, but he was also friend of the son, was sitting in front of the king and was afraid to say anything. And the king then says in his anger to the son, if it weren't for my good friend sitting here, I would kill you. The friend says, oh, it depends on me. He stood up and saved him. Okay. So what does Hashem say to Moshe? Leave me alone, let me be angry at them and destroy them, and I'll make you a great nation. If we didn't have a text that said this, we could never, on our own, say something so chutzpidik. Hashem says, leave me alone. It's as if Moshe has grabbed God, like a man grabs his friend with his garment, and grabs onto his tunic. I'm not going to let you go till you forgive them. And then Hashem says, you want to make me a great nation. We have a chair that has three legs. When you're angry, you can't stand. He says, you want to build a nation out of me? I'm one leg. You'll get angry at one of my descendants, and that'll be the end of it. But Elishish be Boshe upon me every time. Also embarrassed in front of my ancestors. Shavim ruu upon us shemid aleim. Keitu alatzmol lebekei shalem rachamim. They're going to say, look at the leader that our kids got. He wanted leadership for himself and greatness for himself, and he didn't ask rachamim for our kids. So what happens? Vayichal Moshe pnei Adonai. Moshe appealed or petitioned God. V'lozem melamed shaman Moshe v'tfilah v'nei Hakadosh Baruch Hu ad shehechalahu. So the drush on Vayichal is that Moshe got himself sick with prayer. He said, actually, Moshe forced God to repeal his neder. Because God said, I'm going to destroy them. You can't violate your words of a neder. So what is lo yachel? Means you can't violate your words, but somebody else can come along and be matter your words, and then you can violate them. Then Moshe was ready to give up his life for Bnei Israel. Shenemar, what does Moshe say later? If you're not going to forgive them, wipe me out from your book. What does Vayichal mean? It means that Moshe pushed Midat HaRachamim over the Midat HaDin. For Rabbanan Amri, Melamed Shema Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Menosh Olam. Chulin Hu Lach Yosot Gavar Zeh. Vayichal here, the drasha is that it's chulin, it's defiled, it's mundane for you to behave this way. Vayichal Moshe Pnei Hashem, Tan Rabbi Lazar Gadol Omer, Melamed Shaman Moshe V'Tfilah, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ad Shachzato Achilu, until he was seized with this trembling and sickness. Vayichal Rabbi Lazar Eish Shalat Samot, as if his bones were on fire. Shalat Samot Abaye Ashata Degarmi, so it's a terrible fever. Okay, and in that tefillah, what did Moshe say? Zechor Avraham Yitzchak L'Yisrael V'Dechash Nishbata Lehem Bach. Remember what you swore in you, My Bach, what does that mean? Rabbi Lazar, I'm Rishon V'Nakodesh Baruch Hu. Moshav Malenish Batel B'Shemayim V'Aretz Hayiti Yom Hakshem Shemayim V'Aretz B'Teilim Kach Shvuatcha B'Teila. If you had sworn by the heavens and earth that you're going to take care of these people, so heavens and earth are one day going to disappear. So the oath is disappears. Shav Shvatel B'Shemcha Gadol, but you took an oath by your great name. Mashemcha Gadol Chad B'Kayam Le'olam Omei Omeim. Your name is forever. Kach Shvuatcha Kev Le'olam Omeim. So your oath is forever and you can't destroy them. So what did Moshe remind God? He said, you said you would make their seed plentiful, like the stars in heaven, and this land, Asher Amarti, and it should be Asher Amarta, of course, Hay Asher Amarti, Asher Amartan Ba'alei, that you're going to give them this land. So one way to read it is that he says, and then God takes over and says, God says, yes, okay, I'm going to give them the land. It's all Moshe. That Moshe said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you telling me this, you go tell them in my name. You told me to tell them in your name, sorry. I told them. So Amarti is like saying, I told them what you told me to tell them, that you're giving them the land. What should I go in and tell them? Now God took his word back. And then in the story of the Meraglim, which is sort of the parallel story of the eagle, God wants to destroy Bnei Israel, and Moshe appeals, says, Mibilti Yecholat Hashem. It should say that it says that the nations are going to say God is not capable of bringing them to the land. It should say Yachol. That God has become weak like a woman. So Yacholet in the feminine. And he can't save them more. Says, what do you mean? They've seen all the miracles all Yam. So maybe they'll say, God can beat one king, that's Paro, but he can't bring 31 kings in Canaan. So he destroy us in the desert. Again, how do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and admitted this to Moshe? In the state case of the Meraglim, he says, I have forgiven as your words, meaning based on your argument. Meaning, your words are right. The nations are going to say that I'm not capable. So I'm forgiving them and letting them in. Ashrei tamid shrabo modelo. Happy is a student whose Rebbe admits to what his argument is and acts based on that. And in the end of that particular piece, in the Meraglim story, it says, V'ulam achayani. God says, nonetheless, I still live. And that's when he pronounces the decree that this generation won't go in. That God says, this is the drasha, you've given me life with your words. Okay, first, praise God, then pray, then request. Because Moshe said, I prayed to God. This is when Moshe said, I prayed to be able to see come the land. Praise for God, who is great and mighty. What did he say afterwards? Then he said, please, let me go across and see the beautiful land. Tefillah is greater than good deeds. There was no greater person of good deeds than Moshe. But he was answered, What happened when Moshe prayed to God to be able to see the land? God said, don't say anything more. He said, go up to the top of the mountain. Fasting is greater than staka, my taima. Because with fasting, you're actually afflicting your body, just as opposed to your bank account. Tefillah is greater than korbanot. Shenemar, lama li rov ziv chechem, uchtiv farishchem kapichem, alim einai mikem. In the beginning of Sefer Yeshayahu, he says, I don't need all of your korbanot. And he says, and when you turn to pray to me, I turn away from you. The notion is that Korbanot is totally discounting, and Tefillah, he would be willing to listen to him. There's halacha. If a Kohen ever murdered somebody, he can't ever do Birchat Kohanim. Shema Yidechem Damim Aleihu. Your hands are filled with blood, and therefore I'm not interested in your raising your hands b'tefillah. From the day of the destruction of the Mikdash, the gates of Tefillah to heaven are closed. So Yirmiyahu says in Eicha Gimel, when I cry out, my Tefillah is stopped up. But the gates of weeping, those are not closed. And we see B'Metzia Sharei Ona'a also lo ninalu. Do not turn away and hear my cries and my tears. Rava would not declare a fast for something going on with rain, etc., on a cloudy day. In the imagery in Eicha, he says, you've covered up a cloud to keep tefillah from crossing over. It's symbolically as if there's a block between us and God. The Amar Rabbi Lazar, again, more agadot of Rabbi Lazar about tefillah. There's an iron wall between Bnei Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu since the time of the Churban. And all the symbolism of the first few chapters in Yechezkel is about the destruction, about the Shechina leaving Yerushalayim, etc. Amar Chanina, Rabbi Chanina. If somebody davens for a long time, his tefillah won't be returned to him, meaning it'll be accepted. He prayed for 40 days, and God accepted. God accepted my tefillah and didn't destroy you. If you pray for a long time, and then you anticipate for it to come true, you're going to end up with a heartache. You'll be disappointed. So Marta Kante, what should you do? Yasok Petorah. Shemar Etz Chayim Ta'avava. The tree is going to bring the desire. Etz Chayim Ela Torah. Shemar Etz Chayim Machzikim. Etz Chayim, of course, is Torah. So the answer is Lokash Adam Rechmain. If you pray for a long time and then wait and anticipate for it to come true, you're going to be disappointed. Adam Rechmain. But if you just put your heart into the tefillah with no expectation of it coming, then it'll be fulfilled. If you pray and you see it wasn't fulfilled, pray for that thing again. There are four things that need support and strength. And then Torah, Masim Tovim, doing good deeds, Tefillah, and Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz meaning work. Torah, Masim Tovim, and Shemar, Chazak, and Matzvei, Lishpom, and Lassot, Kachol Torah. Hashem gives Yeshua Chazak v'ematz to fulfill the Torah and Masim Tovim. Chazak v'Torah v'ametz Masim Tovim. Tefillah minayin, how do we know? Shema kavei el Adonai. Chazak v'ametz tevecha v'kavei el Adonai. Kavei being to pray. Derech Eretz minayin, shenemar Chazak v'chazak b'yad amenu. This is when Yoav is talking to his brother Avishai and says that we work together against Ammon and Aram. If you're in trouble, I'll come help you. It's in Shmuel Bet Perek Yod. Let's be strong and strengthen each other on behalf of the people. Okay. In the opening line of the second of the seven haftarot of consolation, in Shaul Mem Tet, Vatomet Tzion Azavani Adonai V'Adonai Shechechani. Tzion says, God has abandoned me and God has forgotten me. Hainu Azuvayinu Shechucha, being abandoned, being forgotten, is the same thing. What's the difference? Amar Shlakish, Amar Knesset Yisrael, Fnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Knesset Yisrael said, Rosh Olam, Adam Nosei Yisha L'Ishto Rishona. A man marries a second wife after his first wife is gone. So Cherma Serishana, at least he remembers the first wife. Atah Azavtani Ushchachtani. Not only have you abandoned me, you've forgotten me. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Piti. Shnei Mazal Mazal Barati Rakia. I created 12 constellations in the heavens. Hakol Mazal Mazal Barati Lo Shloshim Mechil. Everyone has 30 battalions. Hakol, these are stars. Hakol Chivachal Barati Lo Shloshim Legion. Each one of those has 30 legions. And each one of those legions has 30 battalions, 30 units. Karton, another unit. So 365 100,000 100,000 stars in each one of these. Keneged Yom HaLachama, to correspond with the days of the solar calendar. I created all of this for you, call Yisrael. You think I've forgotten you? Hatishkach isha ula? Could a woman forget her baby that she carried? So the drush of ula is ola. Could then I could forget all of the olot and a bechorot that you brought to me in the desert? Since you forget nothing, so maybe you also won't forget the egel. So what does Hashem say? What is Eila? Eila Elohecha Yisrael. That I'll forget. So maybe you'll forget that I accepted the Torah. You got to see the pasuk in the original on the handout. Anochi, of course, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That I won't forget. Okay, we'll pick it up with the next podcast with the end of the analysis of the first Mishnah, and we'll take it all the way through the next piece, when we look at the practice of the Hasidim and Shonim, who used to wait before Tefillah. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.